Hey, it's Aaron. We've been doing the dispatch for a minute now, and we would love to hear from you. So let us know what you think of the show on Twitter at Outline Dispatch, or hit me up directly at Aaron M. Edwards. Or email me a Beyonce GIF and just say hello. I'm Aaron at theoutline.com. Thanks. The Outline World Dispatch. It's Tuesday, February 13th, 2018. I'm Aaron Edwards. Today on the show, we hear a lot about climate change in the future, but who's working to collect more data from the past?
When people understand the way things work, they're less likely to sort of blindly believe that something is false or not worthy of being trusted.
And how one woman is leading the fight against child marriage in Florida.
In Florida, anybody can get married at any age if there's a pregnancy involved.
Let's get right into it. The future. So you were looking into hurricanes.
Yeah, well, kind of. Ed Hawkins is on one of my Twitter lists, and then I saw him talking about Operation Weather Rescue, and then the name of it kind of caught my attention. And then when I looked into it, he said that they had digitally transcribed over 1.5 million records from this summit in England, and then after that project was finished in 10 weeks, they thought, well, let's expand this to all of Europe. So having a bigger data set is going to be able to help scientists, especially climate scientists, better understand their country's weather records.
So what is Zooverse?
So Zooverse is this citizen science platform. In this case, it meant uploading pictures of different data sets.
This is effectively a crowdsourced platform asking, like, weather nerds to help type in data about things we don't know about weather from the past.
Right. It was pretty easy. And maybe it's just this cynical attitude. You would think that people, especially people that aren't trained scientists, wouldn't be able to do this very well. But when you provide people with clear instructions, it ends up that it's actually more accurate than if you're asking a computer to do that task all by itself, as far as just sorting numbers and putting it into a system. The data, they have pictures of like these old papers and they have all the measurements on them. So your job is to basically say, this is what's on it, and then just type it into the computer. So the idea is that it's available digitally, because if it's on paper, then that's useless if you're trying to like put numbers into a computer model.
What is the like primary goal of Zooverse then? Is this spurred on by like the apocalyptic thinking around the weather, or is this just like a pet project?
Since Zooverse has a site, I mean, this is one of many projects that the site is hosting. And I think part of the idea is getting people to be interested and engaged with the way that science works. And I think that also helps in terms of skepticism, because usually when people understand the way things work, they're less likely to sort of blindly believe that something is false or not worthy of being trusted. But it also has to do with sort of this elitist idea that scientists' work isn't meant to be engaged with by regular people. And that's just, it's not necessarily true.
Can people be trusted to crowdsource information like this? I mean, it seems like
right.
It would be a little complicated, to some degree at least, to parse through what they're looking at and put it in correctly and all that kind of stuff.
Right. So that's sort of what I was thinking. But at the end of the day, when they looked at people inputting data that had to do with cyclones, it was actually more accurate when people were sorting that information than when computers were doing it.
Caroline Haskins is an editorial intern at The Outline who just started. Thanks, Caroline.
Thank you.
Power.
What's happening in Florida right now around child marriage laws?
Sherry and a group of organizations called the Florida Coalition to End Child Marriage are trying really hard to get a law on the books that would make it so everybody who gets married in the state of Florida has to be 18 years old.
So who is Sherry?
Sherry Johnson is a 58-year-old woman from Florida who was raped when she was 10 years old and married shortly afterwards to the 20-year-old man who raped her.
She was married at 11 years old?
Yes.
Here's a clip of Sherry chatting with Inside Edition last month.
My name is Sherry Yvonne Johnson. I was raped. I got pregnant at the age of 9. I gave birth to my daughter at the age of 10. was forced to marry my rapist at the age of 11. When we got married, he was 20 and I was 11. I had a total of 6 children by the age of 17 when I got a divorce in my first marriage.
She's told several outlets that her mom basically forced her to marry the man who raped her, who was a deacon at her church, to like avoid the shame of the pregnancy that resulted from a rape.
This law sounds really fucked up, or just the state of child marriage laws in America seem really broken, and it's not something that you'd expect to be the case here, but this is a pretty widespread thing.
In Florida, anybody can get married at any age if there's a pregnancy involved. So if the bride is pregnant, it doesn't matter if she's 10 or 15, she can legally be married, even though the legal age for marriage is technically 16. So Human Rights Watch found that between 2000 and 2015, there were 16,400 minors married in the state of Florida, and 80% of those were underage girls marrying adult men. So it wasn't two teenagers marrying each other in most cases. There was only recently, I think 2 years ago in Virginia, they passed a law that bans child marriage in most cases. But if you're 16, you can still get married under certain legal circumstances. And in New Jersey, the state legislature passed a bill that would ban child marriage. But then Governor Chris Christie vetoed it.
Who has been the most vocal, like with Sherry, trying to bring down these laws?
There's the Florida Coalition to End Child Marriage. That's 13 organizations. There's Human Rights Watch, which is one of them. The Zonta Club of Pinellas, which is an organization that tries to end child marriage in other countries, but also in the United States. And there's also been some legislative support from the Florida Senate.
What is the argument for keeping child marriage intact in this country?
So in Florida, the argument is basically about family values and the military, which are bizarre arguments, honestly. One of the arguments in favor of child marriage is that if there's a pregnant girl who's 15 or 14 and she can't get married, then she will have an abortion. And then another argument is that it's so rare that 10-year-olds get married. Usually it's 15-year-olds or 16-year-olds or 17-year-olds. But, I mean, murder is also rare, not to be hyperbolic, but, like, just because something is rare doesn't necessarily mean that there shouldn't be laws preventing it.
Why do you think that a law like this, or at least, you know, legislation that protects child marriage, has been able to exist for so long? I mean, I think maybe to you and me it seems pretty ridiculous that there is a loophole for someone who was raped and impregnated to then be forced to marry their rapist.
I think it really goes back to social conservatism. So, like, the people who oppose the law or who say that children over the age of 16 should be able to get married are basically saying that the best way to prevent abortion, to encourage marriage, to keep military couples together, even though the idea of two teenagers getting married just for military benefits is, it's not a great one. And if that means that there's some collateral damage of girls being forced to marry against their will, then so be it, I guess.
I was able to enter into it legally because of the two loopholes that states in the Florida statutes that anyone can be married at any age. If you have a child with the consent of a parent, you can be married with the discretion of a judge. So that's exactly the loopholes that I fell through. And no one actually protected me. They protected him by putting the handcuffs on me instead of putting the handcuffs on him. And he was the rapist.
What do you think it is about Johnson's story that's resonating right now? Because she's really become central to this debate. And, you know, she's been doing interviews. She's been speaking out. But, I mean, what is it about her situation that really clicks and is helping move this forward?
I mean, she's been speaking out for the past 5 years, and she put her education on hold. She had to do a bunch of, like, low-paying jobs just to, like, support her family. But I think because of the cultural moment that we're having right now, where we're questioning, like, the way that women are treated, not only in the workplace but also in their relationships, that, like, it's really resonating. And it's, like, we have to think about sexual harassment and coercion not just between professional relationships, but also in married couples, and who even is a married couple, who is allowed to get married and why.
What's the next step for legislation that is trying to ban child marriage in Florida?
The bill that would ban marriage for anyone under the age of 18 passed in the Senate. And then when it went to the Florida House, they added an amendment that was basically like, you can marry if you're 16 or older, if you're pregnant and have a doctor's note and your parents are letting you do it. But the Coalition to End Child Marriage and Johnson herself are both like, this is unacceptable, like this is, could still lead to coercion. And they've made the argument that if there's a series of legal loopholes that teenagers have to go through to legally emancipate themselves from their parents, so you have to prove that you have income, that you have education, that you can support yourself. But if you're getting married, you just have to prove that you're pregnant and your parents are okay with you getting married. So if you have to go through all of these hoops to be considered a legal adult before you're 18, then why can you just get married? Why is it the law that the House is proposing letting kids get married?
So looking forward then, what should people be looking for development-wise with this ban?
The House is set to vote on it soon. And I know that Sherry and all of the people behind her are really pushing for that amendment to be taken off and for a vote to be marriage being 18 plus.
Gabby DelValle is a staff writer here at The Outline. Thank you, Gabby.
Thanks, Aaron.
Today, you heard from Gabby DelValle and Caroline Haskins. If you want to read more stories, head to theoutline.com. We're produced by James T. Green. Special thanks to Inside Edition for their recent story on Sherry Johnson. Hope you have a great Tuesday. Stay cozy, my friends. I'm Aaron Edwards. Talk to you tomorrow.